Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Happy Craven.
Blame it all on the booze. I've just lost my shoes and ran out of clean clothes to wear. Hangovers don't show. As long as drinks flow, no sitting or I'll pass out in my chair. And I thought I'd be wise and pass on the fries for a hit of that sweet Mary Jane. And that's when I knew this craving weekend was through. My consciousness started to wane. And I passed out in a craving shitter. Now my friends are posting all the pics to Twitter. And my boss will say that I'm fired Monday. But I'm not one to be a quitter. So I'll take one more from my single hitter. Oh, I passed out in a craving shitter.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Okay, Ballsy, I understand you have a little dream about me.
Oh, yeah, no.
Was I wearing Gitch? Was I wearing nothing but a fanny pack?
No,
tell
you,
me.
Do you want to know what you're wearing?
Sure.
You were wearing your, you're actually wearing your blue old man shorts that you bought.
Yeah, I like those old man
you're
shorts.
You were wearing Sanooks, because you have a pair of those.
Yeah.
And you were wearing your red rocker Sammy Hagar t-shirt.
I don't have a red rocker.
I know, but in my dream you were.
Yeah, I would never wear that. This is a dream.
We were at a concert. Might have been a Sammy Hagar concert, I don't know. And you, I bought you beer, because I usually buy you coffee, so I'm the guy buying things. I bought you beer. And instead...
I don't think you would buy me a beer, though, but okay.
Why wouldn't I buy you a beer at a concert? I'm not buying you a coffee at a concert.
I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
I'm buying you a beer. You take the beer. You walk away to the stage.
Yeah.
You turn back and you say, are you coming or what?
Yeah.
And then
like,
you...
Like, are we on stage?
No, we're in the crowd. And then you hoof me in the face.
Like, I kick you in the face?
You kick me in the face.
Well, no. Okay, now I know this is an unrealistic dream because I could never get my leg that high.
I drop to my knees, and I wake up, and it's over.
That's it.
That's the dream. So what does that mean? We're at a Sammy Hagar concert. One of my favorite singers.
Oh, we are at an actual Sammy Hagar concert.
It could be a Sammy Hagar concert. I don't know, but you're wearing a Sammy Hagar red rocker t-shirt. And I remember being envious because I didn't have any Sammy Hagar memorabilia.
Maybe that's why I kicked you. As a reminder.
Because I made you wear the shirts?
No, as a reminder that you don't need to be envious of what others have.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe it's just...
Or maybe it's
you
just
think
a
I'm
reminder.
Not a very nice guy?
Maybe it's subliminally somebody telling me that you're a dink.
No, not
to get my expectations of you too high.
Well,
meaning when
fair.
I buy you a beer, instead of saying thank you say...
I say thank you.
What? No, you didn't say thank you in the dream.
But I do.
Are you coming or what? And then you just hoof me.
Well, why don't you keep buying me things and we'll see if we can make that dream a reality someday. All right.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
How tall are you, bud? Are you taller than me?
I'm 5'9"-ish.
Yeah, that's about me. We're about the same height. Roughly.
Yeah, we're roughly
You
the same
might
height.
Be a little bit taller than me because I'm getting older and shrinking, but I'm about 5'9". Anyway, a video went viral earlier this week of an angry short guy in New York ranting at a bagel shop about how women won't date him because of his height. Apparently now he's getting calls left and right.
He's calling himself the Martin Luther King Jr. of short people, and he's not. If you've seen the video, which we can't really air because he swears so much in it, stupid.
So a new survey asked women, is it true? Do you really avoid short guys? And the answer is pretty much, yes. Mm. Only 3% of women say they prefer dating guys who are shorter than them. On the flip side, only 3% of men say they prefer dating women who are taller than them. So right. Hopefully these two groups meet. I can speak from experience being a guy that's, I don't know, would you say 5'9 is average size?
Yeah, probably. 5'9, 5'10
I know,
for guys.
I know, you know, women I'm around, like high heels, they can't really wear high heels because then they look taller than me.
Yeah, my wife, she'll wear heels, but like small heels, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And I've told her before, I got no problem with her being that much taller than, like, she's not really, she's about my height.
Yeah.
And I got no problem with her being taller than me.
But the problem is, I wouldn't want to date somebody a lot taller than me.
Why?
I just wouldn't.
Insecurity?
I just wouldn't. No, I just wouldn't. Yeah, it is something about, like, 5'9", 5'8", and a half is not tall, but I do like somebody shorter than me because you just, not that you feel dominant, but you feel like more manly when you're taller. You do. You feel less manly when she's taller than you. It really is true.
Listen, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Okay?
Well, that's not the only reason why I'm feeling not manly.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You're probably going to be driving yourself crazy as a parent. Your kids are home. They're bored. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost you money to entertain them. You want to get them out of the basement from playing video games and get them interactive. So here's some ways you can keep your kids busy, the experts say. You can help them find odd jobs in the neighborhood like mowing lawns or babysitting or pet sitting, and then they can earn a little extra cash and just kind of break up the monotony, right?
Then you drop their allowance down.
Yeah, saves you. try and get a jump start on next school year. Even if your kid's school doesn't require them to do homework, maybe make them do a little bit of reading over the summer.
Stop it.
At the pool or something.
Stop it.
Well, that's what they're saying.
I know, but come on. I know a lot of kids
that take AP English in high school, going into like grade 10, 11. They have two books they got to read, and when they get back to school, the very first day, they got to write a quiz on those books.
But here's the thing. Kids nowadays, compared to you and I when we were growing up, have much more academic pressure. They do.
Yeah, they do.
So,
but that's good because we're behind the world.
Yeah, but give them a little time off. Yeah, I mean, you had your summer.
But they never said you had to read the whole summer. But just why not when you're at the pool? Take a book. Anyway,
pool.
I never said I'd do it. I'm just saying.
I'd grab your book and throw it.
Look where we ended up. Do you want your kids to be better than where we ended up? That's what this is all about. Anyway, volunteer work. Here's a good one. I like this one. Check out opportunities to help them volunteers, that's like soup kitchens, senior citizen centers, those type of things.
Not forced volunteers. I'm like community service.
Why not go for lighting firecrackers off in Lanigan, Chad? Yeah, yeah. No, but like, you know, why don't you take your kids out to like Souls Harbor or something and help
set
up a meal?
Yeah, I think you should do that all year, though.
Yeah, anyway. Right. And you're also supposed to let them be bored. Some psychologists say it's actually good for kids to be bored in the summer because it helps them become more self-reliant and creative.
Yeah.
If you're always shuttling them from place to place and keeping them active, then they rely on you or others for things. Why not let them figure it out? It's kind of like
sometimes I just like to let my daughter sit in the back of the car when we're on a road trip and have nothing. No book, no video games, nothing.
Figure it out.
Just have her sit and stare out the window.
How long does that last?
About 5 minutes before I get annoyed. And I go, here's your iPad.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
They call them Reddit never said it words. When you see it and you have an idea as to how the word is pronounced, but then you kind of get called on it maybe later in life, the word actually comes up. Like for me, hors d'oeuvres was it? It looks like hors d'oeuvres, but it's actually hors d'oeuvres. Some people get called on that one. It's trending online right now. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the guy who created Hamilton, he said epitome when it's actually, no, it's epitome.
Oh, yeah.
But he said he thought it was epitome for the longest time, and the man is a master of words. Others said segue.
Segu?
A lot of people said segu or just seg.
Oh, okay.
It said the U and the E were silent. Mm. Deaf, some people said was deaf.
Mm.
Meme. A lot of people say it's meme, but that's not. It's meme.
You know the one there's a couple like GIF. It was GIF, right?
Yeah, we call it a GIF.
I called it a GIF. It's a GIF.
Yeah. So tell me, how do you pronounce these words? These are common ones.
Okay.
I'm going to spell it. You say it. F-O-Y-E-R. How do you say that one?
Foyer.
No, it's actually foyer.
Oh, I say it foyer.
Right. And a lot of people do.
In but the foyer.
They say the actual pronunciation of it is foyer.
Okay.
So, whatever. How about this, Barry? A-C-I... No, wait. A-C-A-I. How do you pronounce that?
I have no idea.
A-C-A-I. That Barry, you've never heard of it?
A-K? I don't know. I have no idea. Well, how do you say it?
Acai. Okay. That's how you're supposed to say
what
it.
Is that?
It's a hipster beer.
I've never even heard that, yeah.
What about this ice cream treat? S-H-E-R-B-E-T. How do you say it?
Sherbet.
No.
What?
Sherbet. There's no R.
Oh, okay. Sherbet.
But these are common,
yeah,
commonly mispronounced names. Now, I don't have time to spell this one.
Yeah.
But Worcester? Yeah, Worcestershire?
I can't do that. Worcestershire?
Worcestershire.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to actually say that. I think it's Worcestershire. I think it's like a sheer, not a shire.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yesterday, all the premiers wrapped up their meeting in Saskatoon, discussing a whole pile of different things. But they took a group photo, and it's taking some criticism across the country. I know you're shaking your head already. 13 provinces and territories all lined up, all their leaders. I noticed it. It's the first thing I noticed. All white men. And, it was interesting to see. I mean, there is a lack of diversity there.
We complain about too many things in this world.
Oh, here we go.
Well, no, listen. We're not...
I'm not complaining about it, and a lot of people aren't complaining about it. They're just pointing it out.
So why point? Well, then that's on them. Then if you don't want that middle-aged white guy to run your province... Have enough people vote against them to have them out. They were democratically voted in. So shut up. Just be quiet.
They're just pointing it out and just saying.
So what?
It's something.
It is something.
But there are some that we're supposed to be represented as a whole. And are we being represented?
Then get good. Then if you want to change things, we live in a great country. You can change things and get a good minority candidate, get a good female candidate, and get the guys out.
I think as...
Worked in the States, Obama was in.
But as you and I, as white males, need to understand that maybe not everybody has the same opportunity you and I have.
Well, but now maybe, and I would say to you in the past, because it was growing up in our, like, as we grew up, it was dominated by middle-aged white people, okay? And now maybe our world is changing because we're having more immigrants come to Canada and females are being acknowledged more. So maybe that will change, and hopefully it does change. Hopefully more people have an opportunity to be in those positions. But right now, those people are in those positions because people went and voted for them.
I know. I'm just laughing because there are a whole bunch of people that were like you immediately as soon as I saw it. Because somebody posted a picture on social media, and all it said was interesting.
But okay,
and people go, interesting, why? Everybody has an opportunity. It's like, it's just interesting that it's all white men.
Yeah, okay, but my thing is, why point it out? What's the point?
Because if it were all white women, it would be pointed out too. If it were all East Indian men, it would be pointed out. I mean, it's just...
Well, I guess so, but they won the election.
I know they did.
How many of those people that point... Not you, once again, because I don't want to make it look like we're fighting. We're brothers. We love each other. But how many of those people that point out, oh, interesting, actually went to the polls and voted?
Well, a lot of them probably did.
It's easy to sit at a computer screen and say, interesting. Do you want to go vote? No, I don't get it. I don't pay attention. Well, then shut up.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
104.9 The Wolf, proud to present The Lazies coming in October. So let's give tickets away to the show right now. 936-WOLF. You got to answer a trivia question, though. Miguel, what do you got?
Here it is. About 10% of people say this is the first thing they do when they get out of bed in the morning. What is it? It's the first thing they do when they get out of bed in the morning. What is it? 10% of people do this.
Turn on Chad and Ballsy.
No, that's 90%.
Oh, good. I figured the percentage would be higher.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, The Wolf. What is it?
Wiping your eyes.
Wiping your eyes is a good one, but not correct.
I thought you said that too, yeah. Good morning, The Wolf.
Hey, is it check their phone?
Not check their phone. No,
that percentage would be higher, though, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
This is only 10% of people. The first thing they do is this. What is it? So, yeah.
All right, keep guessing. Good morning, The Wolf. Yeah. That's probably
hang up on
it.
Chad and Ballsy.
Seems that 10% of the population does that every single morning. Yeah. Good morning, The Wolf. What do you got?
I brush their teeth.
Not no. brush their teeth, though. It better be higher than 10%.
Well, but right away?
Well, first thing, yeah, he's right, yeah.
Do you eat your breakfast first?
First thing.
Yeah, do you
Some
eat?
People eat first.
Eat first and then brush your teeth?
No, it's not right. What's your name, sir?
Jason.
Jason, I'll give you another hint. So 10, or another crack at it. 10% of people, this is the first thing they do.
Get the kids out of bed.
No.
All right, keep trying. Good morning, the Wolf. What is it?
Hit snooze on your alarm.
No, not hit snooze. No.
Good morning. What do you think it is?
Stretch.
No. That's a good one, but not right.
Not right. No. All right. 10% of people say they do this first thing as soon as they wake up.
Now, I wouldn't do this, but Chad might do this. Mm. I wouldn't do this, but Chad could do this. I couldn't do it physically because I don't have this in my house.
All right. Hey, the Wolf, what is it?
Hey, I think I might have the answer. I'm not really sure.
Try to.
Take a drink of water.
Not no. take a drink of water. Nope. No.
Believe it or not, Ballsy has running water.
Still,
for
yeah.
now.
Still, yeah. Depending on how things go.
Yeah. Chad and Ballsy Daily. 10% of people do this first thing when they wake up in the morning. And Ballsy, our hint was?
Our hint was Chad could do this, Ballsy can't.
Hey, the Wolf, what is it?
Is it light a cigarette?
That's a good answer, but no, not
I don't
this.
Smoke darts, though.
No. The hint is Chad could do this, Ballsy can't do this.
So keep guessing. Good morning, the Wolf. What do you got?
Is it workout?
Not work. Oh, so Chad would work out and I wouldn't?
Well, I don't know. You said he's got it in his house. He might have a Bowflex or something. Oh, I don't know.
Okay. No, I don't. Chad has a fridge.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go.
All right. Hey, I get what you're saying. Hey, thanks for the call. Good morning, the Wolf.
Kiss your wife?
No, kiss, not oh, kiss your
okay,
wife.
Rub it in a little bit. Thanks a lot. Rub it in.
That's not it.
Yeah, though. I bet you're sorry as you laugh. I'm sorry. Let's make fun of Ballsy.
Thanks. Good morning, the Wolf.
Is it take your dog out?
You know what? We'll give it to you. Yeah,
that's
it's
good.
It's what's your name?
Mike,
it's check on your pets. That's right. Chad has a dog.
Right.
I do not. Yeah. So yes, correct. 10% of us check on our pets when we get up. First thing we do. Is that do you have a dog or something?
I do. I got two dogs, yeah.
Yeah, I make sure my dog isn't lying on the couch. That's the first thing I do because she sneaks up there all the time and she's not supposed to be.
Hey, man, congratulations. You knew the answer, so you're going to see the Lazies, but we don't do anything around here unless you give us a wolf howl. What the hell was that?
Somebody let that dog out.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.